This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. More Denver immigrants without a lawyer could be deported because of a budget shortfall in a city legal aid fund. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
People in immigration court do not get access to court-appointed lawyers, so hundreds of Denver residents already face a judge without representation. And the city has decreased its donation to the fund that helps Denverites apply for legal residence. The Denver Post reports the COVID-19 pandemic has also resulted in a drop of private donations to the legal aid fund. Its 2020 budget is down by 35%. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
State public health officials are warning residents to watch out for potentially toxic algae in lakes around Colorado. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
Testing has found toxic algae in several popular locations, like Prospect Lake in Colorado Springs and Cherry Creek Reservoir in Aurora. Warm, slow-moving bodies of water are more likely to carry the algae, which officials say may resemble thick pea soup or spilled paint on the water's surface. People who may have come into contact with it may experience symptoms like skin rash, upset stomach, and fever, and should contact poison control as soon as possible. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
Environmental groups are suing the Trump administration over plans to expand drilling, fracking, and mining on public lands in southwestern Colorado. The lawsuit filed in Denver alleges that the Bureau of Land Management broke federal law with a fossil fuel development plan that ignored risks to agriculture, climate, and endangered species. The plan covers about 2,700 square miles of mountains, woodlands, and red rock deserts. Coming up on the program, a Flint resident talks about the $600 million settlement the state of Michigan has reached over the city's drinking water. And as Joe Biden gets ready for his acceptance speech, Democrats are preparing for his agenda. NPR discusses the challenges Biden might face with a new Congress if he wins in November. Those stories are next, and coming up in 10 minutes, the voices of firefighters working the huge Grizzly Creek fire in Glenwood Canyon. They came from around the country to help. 89 degrees in Denver, 99 in Grand Junction, 73 for Vail. You're listening to CPR News.